This is Scott Craig with another in a series of tales drawn from real life here in the North Country. I call it The Story Next Door, and it's based on my firm belief that everybody has a story worth hearing. Evelyn was born to Ray and Verdi Camp, the first of their three children. She spent her growing up years in the small village of Dalton, Ohio, which is a kind of a cross between Grover's Corners and Lake Wobegon. Her grandfather's farm lay some 2 miles north of town, and Evelyn spent lots of time there. She was a tomboy and loved playing in the barn, especially flying from a swinging rope into the haymow. At a very early age, she learned to drive. The idea of needing a license to get behind the wheel hadn't been dreamed up yet. At 13, she was asked to drive the tractor during the wheat harvest. The farmhands piled sheaves on the wagon that she was pulling slowly. Later, her grandfather told her that she had handled that tractor as good and steady as any man. It was one of her proudest memories. Another grandmother lived next door to Evelyn's Dalton home. She was of Swiss heritage and could speak French. Evelyn remembered stopping by regularly to get help with her French homework. She also remembered that she and her grandmother knit socks for the doughboys during World War I. Evelyn Camp was dark-haired and very pretty. She had other attributes as well. She was smart and a remarkable athlete, starring on her high school basketball and volleyball teams. In her senior year, her basketball team won the county championship. She credited that success to her talented teammates, but also to the fact that Dalton, for the first time, had real uniforms. She'd laugh and say those snazzy new bloomers made the other teams green with envy. Her parents were hard-working folks, but the family never seemed to have much money. In later life, her brother would recall, "As kids we were happy, we were poor, but we didn't know it." However, when it came time for college, somehow her parents scraped together enough funds to send Evelyn to the College of Worcester, located in a nearby town. She worked in a faculty home for her room and board. College life agreed with her. That was especially true when she met a boy named Bill. But at the end of her sophomore year, her family could afford no more tuition. She left school, returned home, and began teaching at the Pokeberry School, a one-room building located in the country next to her grandfather's farm. A few years later, she and Bill married. He was by now a college professor who eventually returned to his alma mater, Worcester, as chairman of the Department of Speech and Drama. It was a happy marriage that was enhanced by two sons. Evelyn fit beautifully into campus life. She attended concerts, plays, lectures, and became an avid reader. She was an excellent cook who made the best pie crust in town. Her home was a gathering place for students, faculty, and friends. Visiting dignitaries of the campus often found their way there, luminaries like Charles Lawton and Thornton Wilder. The years passed, and the boys grew up. Evelyn and Bill became frequent visitors to this part of Michigan because their older son had a vacation home in Leelanau. In fact, sadly, it was during a family gathering here at Christmas time of 1971 that Bill unexpectedly passed away. Evelyn returned to her Ohio home and coped. She had to learn to say I instead of we. She stayed active in campus life. She read good books, gardened, was active in her church, and was a killer bridge player. In 1995, she moved from Worcester to be near her younger son and wife, and she continued to regularly visit northern Michigan. She especially loved the sunsets. Eventually, she resided in an assisted living facility in Indiana. There, the old professor's wife became a favorite of the staff. They loved being in her presence. Evelyn died peacefully in her sleep this past August. As her body was being transported to the hearse to be carried to the funeral home, staff members, who had been near her for years, voluntarily walked silently beside her, paying tribute to a great lady as she left them. How do I know this much about Evelyn? Well, I knew her for a long, long time. You see, her full name was Evelyn Camp Craig. She was my mother. She had seen much, done much, dispensed much love, and she lived to be 104 years old. And she's today's chapter of The Story Next Door. Except for me, of course, because Evelyn's story is far closer than next door. This is Scott Craig. I'll see you again a few miles down the road.